Blackstone Audio presents Dare to Prepare, How to Win Before You Begin by Ronald M. Shapiro with Gregory Jordan. This book is dedicated to Mark and Laurie Jankowski for your inspiring example of how to respond to that for which there can be little preparation. Opening quote, "A goal without a plan is just a wish." Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Introduction. Will you dare to prepare? The airplane shudders at the top of the runway and then springs forward. Your business trip is over and you are headed home to the family for a long weekend. What's more, you've been upgraded to first class. A flock of ducks sits on the grass and stares at the big metal bird roaring past. Your BlackBerry off. Your laptop in the overhead bin. No turbulence as you rise. You push your seat back and wait for the flight attendant with a kind smile to arrive with a drink. You marvel, how do these people do it so well? The debonair captain with a slightly tilted cap strode into the cockpit a bit late, but his unhurried gait and sly smile gave you the confidence that you will barely notice a few bumps during the flight. He got on the intercom with that Robert Mitchum voice and gave the reassuring cliché, "Ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful evening for flying." It is a great evening for going home. The earth is fading now as you look down. It is twilight, and the growing distance of the landscape and the flickering lights feed your sense of escape. Suddenly the plane growls. The hum of the engine stops, and the silence itself is loud. You are floating there for a few seconds. Everyone looks at one another. The flight attendants freeze, and you see fear in their eyes. The silence turns deafening. The plane turns on its left wing, your wing, and you are looking 10,000 feet straight down as you drop sideways toward the earth. You see the faces of your family the whole way down. The captain, it turns out, was not prepared. He and his co-pilot rushed through the standardized pilot's checklist, the Bible of preparation in the aviation industry, much too quickly. Before takeoff, he neglected to release the plane's elevator lock, the device on the rear wing that controls the airplane's pitch. Your beloved mother has been battling pneumonia for 4 days. What a fighter she is. But with those white blood cells so low, she is a giant bullseye for the microscopic bacteria that come her way. You are spending every night beside her in one of those torturous hospital chairs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?